This is the Closet Geek, episode 119 for April 14th, 2016.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers with me, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yay! We are all here.
The full crew.
That's right.
Yay!
We are.
So.
We are here. We are here. We are here.
We are here.
Oh man.
We are here.
I was thinking it. That's funny.
So, and hello to everyone in the chat room. Mr. Lard's there, and he says all six of them is there.
All six of them.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's just jump into it.
I'm sure we have a joke. We'll keep going with it.
That's right. We're going to keep going with all six of it. All right. Let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the last couple of weeks, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So, Michael, why don't you go first?
Sure. So, the Mythic Realms is getting ready to release their big 2.0 rules edition, and essentially they're adding the... Well, let me phrase it this way. The main rule system is getting a very mild errata. However, the big addition and update is really the end game, I guess you could call it, in MMO concepts, is what do you do once you've pretty much hit 500, 600 experience points? What do you do now, right? At that point in time, you can usually hold your own against a lot of the major creatures in a group, but what do you do with your character to pursue? And so they revamped and increased and added what they refer to as the ritual magic system and artificing. So the crafters, the people who decided to pursue crafting skills, can then start doing kind of like an end game, like what do you do to the next, what's the next level? How do you start increasing your character's abilities beyond what would be considered the norm? And so essentially they went from a few pages of information to kind of test things out for the last year, and now it's basically like an entire book of its own, which is essentially going to be the end game, because to really pursue that, it's going to take years of play to, become that super ritual magic caster who can just do amazing things, or that amazing crafter who can make that, perfect suit of armor that, nobody else can get unless you can find somebody who can make it.
Yeah.
So just a huge thing. And the reason that I had it in mind is, I am waiting for them to give me the draft so I can make a final draft and then put it into production as a printable and readable format, because that's kind of my job with the rules group.
Yeah.
But it's a huge addition to the game where a lot of the players who are getting to the point of like, it's kind of like playing any other, like, you're playing World of Warcraft. Well, I've gotten to the highest level and I've pretty much done all the raids. What else do I do? Oh, there's all this gear and equipment and
that I can get my fishing up to the highest level possible.
Hey, I did that in Final Fantasy. But yeah, you can, it's that, additional things. You can go that additional level. That's going to be really cool. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And those last couple of weeks I've been, getting ready to do an audition for a musical production.
Yay!
Which I did earlier today.
Musical geeks!
And Yeah, I find out in the next 24 hours if I made callbacks.
Good
so
luck,
we'll
man.
See.
Good luck.
Yeah. So, yeah, I tried out for a production of 1776, and I'm... What is all that
what
noise?
What is that noise?
Is there construction
it's
going
be
on?
Somebody next to Ryan.
Is that Ryan? Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounded like somebody was like...
Like
hammering away
folding
and
a table
paper.
Or something.
Holding a table in half. It was funny.
Yeah. All right.
No, but
mute.
So,
mute.
Yeah, right. But so hopefully my audition for 1776 went well. A lot of my theater background is actually in opera, not in musical theater. And so Barry berated me for singing more than 16 bars because
singing more than yeah. he was requested to sing.
Well, in opera
is different.
You sing the whole song unless they stop you. And so I sang the whole song because they didn't stop me.
I'm sure so, they still enjoyed it though.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, the big thing was there was a part of the song that I wasn't really comfortable with because it was a little bit further than say 32 measures, and so I kind of fibbed 4 measures.
Just start
blah blah words, and continuing.
Right.
I know. I literally said words. I was like words, and I just kept going. It was awesome. I was like let's just
oh man
completely. Shut
I wish I could have been a
very,
fly on the wall.
It was very very embarrassing. So for all those theater geeks out there who understand making mistakes in auditions. Yeah, that was a whopper
oh,
in my
I,
book.
I've done those before, so.
That was crazy.
Anything else?
I've just been deciding to finally get into all the extra side classes in Final Fantasy that I haven't gotten to. So I started leveling my Dark Knight. Big two-handed swords. Raw, tank.
Sweet.
So, it's fun. Yeah, I enjoy it.
That's
I
it.
Mean, just the other geeky stuff in the world, but I mean, nothing really noteworthy, TV shows, movies, etc. Oh, wait, SLC Anime Met, they
okay.
reviewed Summer Wars, which was the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
oh, yeah.
is,
yeah, yes.
yeah, so Summer Wars got really good ratings, from the SLC anime. And then the TV series was Boogie Pop Phantom, which I hated. I think I gave it a 2.5.
Ouch.
It was awful. It's came out in 2001 and I watched it then and I really didn't like it then, but I was like, hey, we're going to do it. You know, it's been 15 years since I watched it. Maybe my opinion's changed. No, it just
no.
got worse.
It's just
so,
it's
but,
still bad.
But no, some people really enjoyed it, but I think it got like an overall, like a 6 or something
yeah,
like that. But the Summer Wars got really good ratings. I unfortunately did not have a chance to watch it to review it. Still need to do that. But I got to pick the anime for the next month.
Ooh.
So it was my turn to pick. So I was kind of on the fence about a few things because I was like, do I go with something that I think would be good for everybody to watch that maybe people have heard of but not actually watched, or go with something completely brand new for everybody because it's maybe a new show. But I decided to go with Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, the season one, the TV series. And everybody was like, oh, I've heard of this. And some people were surprisingly stating that they had never heard of it. They're like, oh, Ghost in the Shell, I've heard of it, but I don't really know anything about it. And I was like, then it was a good choice.
There
so
you go.
Hopefully that'll be good. And then the movie...
How could they be a part of an anime club and not know about that?
I know, right?
Well, it just goes to show how much anime there is.
That's
and
true.
If,
well, it's kind of like regular TV shows where it's just like, you've never heard
yeah.
of that show before? Be like, no, because they have so many different animes.
Well, it's not necessarily that you haven't heard of it. It's more of like, no, I haven't watched it. Like, people talk about Breaking Bad. I'm like, I know of it, never watched an episode, don't care, you know? But that's kind of the same attitude that you get in the anime world a lot is, Yeah.
If you watched it, you would care.
I know. Well, and that's right. And that's why you ended up, you know, just like a book club, you know, you watch it and make an opinion of it. So we'll see. I can't remember what the movie was. I don't think it was announced because they hadn't decided. The person who was choosing the movie hadn't decided.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. It'll come to me.
All right.
But I'm good.
All right. John. Have you been able to do anything geeky? I know you have because it's in the show notes.
Yeah, actually. Yes, I have actually. So I've actually had a little bit of gaming time recently, which is really weird because I don't usually have gaming time. But I've gotten into it's a computer RPG, very much inspired by like the old school computer RPGs like Baldur's Gate, you know, Icewind Dale, those types of isometric look down, you know, Dungeons and Dragons computer RPG games from, you know, back in the day. But this one is called Pillars of Eternity, and it's made by Obsidian, which is a company that actually, you know, back in the day did work on some of these
Baldur's Gate
games. Isometric Baldur's Gate games. And so it was initially a Kickstarter, but then it's become really popular and has had a couple of DLC expansion packs and stuff. But I've gotten into that, and I've got a number of hours into that already, and that's been a lot of fun. It's just it's just your typical, isometric view. You've got your party of six characters, and they all interact with each other, and there's a lot of voice dialogue, which is really high quality. I've been having fun doing that.
Cool.
I read the second book in the Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children series. The second book, The Hollow City, because I've read the first book and the movie's coming out. And so I just thought, maybe I'll try to pick up the second one and read that. And it, it's a fun read. I enjoy this series. So if anybody's read or familiar with the movie that's coming out, that haven't read the books, they're definitely worth reading. Currently I'm reading a book called Six of Crows, and it's a new book by a new author, and it's essentially kind of like a medieval Ocean's 11.
Sweet.
Where they're trying to put a team together to break into a completely unbreakable, if that's a word, impregnable, there you go, place.
Impenetrable,
yeah. So they're trying to break into this place that, in order to extract somebody out of this place. And of course, there's reasons behind it all, but essentially it's about this crew of scum and villainy that they're I've enjoyed reading it. It's pretty good so far. I took advantage of a Groupon where I purchased 60 random Marvel and DC comics for $30.
Nice.
So I figured, 50 cents a pop, so for $30, I got 60 comics, and it was just fun because they were all like older comics. A lot of them were from like the 90s. But it was just fun to kind of go through and
the 90s are old. Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, when it's 25 years ago. Yeah. And so, surprisingly, I only found just a handful that I already owned, which was kind of nice. Now there were there were some titles of like series that I had, you know, I owned other issues within that particular series, but I may not have this particular issue. So, but it's been kind of fun to go through, you know, brought back a, like nostalgia because I'm like, oh, I remember this series and, you know, that kind of stuff is kind of fun.
Cool.
I think one of the biggest things that I've done recently is Ryan came up and drove up and spent the weekend with my family last weekend.
Nice.
And we went and saw Batman versus Superman. And so we can kind of talk about that a little bit in the next segment about like our opinions on the movie and that kind of stuff. But we kind of did a guy's day out where Ryan and I and my son Gavin and my soon to be son-in-law Mark, we went and saw the movie and yeah, we'll talk about our opinions about that later. And then Ryan and I also had a lot of gaming time where we played a couple of you know, couch co-op games. One of them we played the latest incarnation of Gauntlet. You know, like old school warrior needs food badly, you know, but it's the updated, yeah. Updated, you know, 2000, I think it came out in 2014, 15 maybe. But, so that was a lot of fun, you know, just kind of, but I mean, it was very much felt just like,
is it, know, the same format, school, kind of like a, yeah, 2D?
It's the top down, top
nice.
Down,
top dual, down,
dual stick, controls.
Yeah. It kind of looks more like, Baldur's Gate, you know, Diablo, yeah, type.
That isometric
third person view.
Two and a half, you know, 2.5 view. It's not like 3D, but it's not 2D either. But
yeah.
Yeah, so that's just a lot of fun. I mean, very much, you know, typical Gauntlet. You just run around and kill all the monsters and destroy the monster, you know, creation stations. And we actually, there was a level where death kept coming out. If you remember back in the day, and you'd have to magic to kill it.
Yeah, you had to use the potions or something like that.
And so I was the only one that had a potion, and so I threw the potion and missed.
Ah,
and so
fail.
See, so back in the old day, you just used it, and the entire screen would flash.
You didn't have to like aim or anything like that. So I wasn't used to that. So I just threw the potion and totally missed death.
Nice.
And then I'm like, ah. Like, you know, he kept chasing us all through the level because we had no other way to destroy him, so we just had to like avoid him while trying to kill everything else at the same time, and it got kind of crazy.
Awesome.
But the other game that we played that we had a lot of fun with is a game called Helldivers.
Yes.
Which it again is that same kind of, you know, 2.5 I mentioned you dual stick shooter, a couch co-op where basically, you play soldiers of Super Earth trying to defend the Earth against incursions from the cyborgs and the bugs, and it was a lot of fun. You just choose,
Uh-oh, are you guys still there?
Is on all the time. And so you can very much easily kill your
thank you internet
and shoot the bugs and stuff, and all of a sudden, dude, why did you shoot me, you know, or we'd like set a bomb or throw a grenade and be like, quick, run away, you know. And so it was a lot of fun. So
we misinterpreted how a turret works.
The
turret, it'll kill like everything, including you.
You can call that turret, and the turret pops up and start shooting all the bugs. Well, if you're not paying attention and the turret kind of turns your way and is like trying to shoot the bugs, and if you're in the stream of the, you'll get shot by the, so for a reason we thought that the turret would pick us up as bad guys, so we were always like prone crawling around anytime the turret was on the screen. And then we finally figured out, oh, it's not like tracking us, it just tracks the bugs. And so eventually we were able to like utilize
just
it the
just
correct
don't get
way.
In the way while it's
and just yeah, just don't get in the way of the flow of the
Did you guys
bolts.
Ever call in like turrets or chips to crush everything that was maybe chasing you?
As
the ship comes in, it's like boom. It lands and crushes everything.
Well, yeah, at the end of each mission, you have to call your shuttle to come and pick you up. And
yeah.
Yeah, but there's also, like, you can call, like, a hell bomb, which is used to destroy, like, bug nests and stuff like that. And
get
if you
right
don't,
away.
Yeah, you have to, like, set it, and then you have to run. If you don't get outside of the area, blast area, you die. And there were a couple times where, like, somebody would set a hell bomb and then they would like accidentally shoot the other person and then not get away from the hell bomb in time and be like, good, you deserve that because you killed me first. You know, stuff like that. So it was pretty crazy. And my wife got a kick out of listening to us play it. And
but we're thinking about all four of us playing together and maybe streaming it sometime on the Closet Geek.
Yeah,
Twitch
can't have up to four players at a time. And what's cool is that it's cross-play as well. So even though Barry hasn't adopted and upgraded to a PS4 yet, we can still play together because the way that the game's been designed, it's cross-play.
Yeah, compatible. It's cross-play with PS3, PS4, and PS Vita.
Sure. Oh yeah, because you have a Vita, right?
Yeah.
You're the only one that has a Vita, but
he has a PS4 too.
Why would
in
you
the
play
world?
It on PS4, but anyway,
yeah, I'm one of the few people in the world with one.
We're gonna try to get together, all four of us, and play it and see.
I'll have to brush up my shooting skills.
Yeah. And see if people enjoy watching us, you know, kill each other, scream at each other while we're killing people.
That's right.
But yeah, other than that, you know, just getting caught up with TV, we kind of did a Flash marathon while Ryan was with us. Got, I think I'm only two episodes behind now.
I had to go home. When I got home, I had to watch the rest.
The rest.
Yeah. it stops on, I think it's on 17 currently for season 2.
I'm only one episode so behind
waiting
now.
For the next episode. Are any of you kept up with S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I'm a few episodes behind. I haven't started watching it.
Eight episodes behind.
it's how I keep up with the storyline of Civil War.
How about
you know,
this?
I feel it ramping
I've
up.
Never,
for that.
I've never. I haven't watched any season 3 episodes.
Oh wow! Yeah,
it's so different.
I haven't watched any of the episodes since the mid-season break. So
okay.
we watched all the ones up to the mid-season break, but I haven't seen any of the new ones.
It's okay. You're not too far behind then.
No, I'm only
like three,
maybe four episodes. Yeah. So you know, we'll binge watch and get caught up eventually.
You know what I need to binge watch to catch up is Supergirl. I forgot about
that.
It's on CBS, so I'll have to check my my recordings.
Yeah, I'm like 2 months behind on Supergirl.
Wow.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but I just...
Episode,
yeah, I enjoy it when we just, you know...
It's not coming back for a second
priorities.
Season anyway.
Well, I mean, what are we going to...
It's not?
It hasn't been renewed yet.
Oh.
It hasn't been renewed yet. There's still hope. There's still time.
Because I thought they were going to plan like a... It was announced that they were going to do like a Flash... Like a CW Flash...
They already did the crossover.
I didn't watch the episode. Like I said, I haven't seen the last few.
Yeah, I haven't seen the crossover episode either, but they did do it.
Hold up.
Yeah, so hopefully it does get renewed because we enjoyed watching it, you know, and it was the kind of, you know, it's the kind of superhero TV show that we like, you know, it's very lighthearted, very, you know, good natured. You know, it's definitely not Gotham.
The latest episode of Gotham is epic.
Yeah, so you know, but anyway, I don't have time. Somebody else can go.
Well, Ryan, why don't you...
anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. Spent the weekend heaps on pretty much.
Yes. Yeah,
I finished.
And cut.
No, I finished a new helmet. I put it up on my Facebook page.
And it looks awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Did you get feedback from the buyer as to what?
Well, the buyer took pictures in it, so I assume he liked it.
Yeah, yeah. He was really happy with the visor. Because the visor comes up, so you see.
Right.
Yeah, he thought that was really cool. Yeah, was happy. And what else? Oh, I'm almost finished with a book. It's called Gates of Fire by Stephen Pressfield. It's okay. About the Battle of Thermopylae and the 300 Spartan warriors.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
It's a historical fiction, but it's loaded with all kinds of cool historical nuggets. And I'm almost done with it. It's really awesome. And it's going through the final battle and everyone's dying.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a spoiler. It's kind of a spoiler when you know, when you know how the book ends.
Yeah. Well, the book's not necessarily about that battle as much as it's about the lifestyle of the Spartan society. So it's pretty interesting to me and fascinating.
All right.
What other geeky stuff have I done? Watched Ant-Man, finally.
Oh.
Yeah, Ant-Man's fun. I like it. It was a fun show.
You haven't seen that yet? Good. I like it. I like Ant-Man a lot.
It was on HBO or Cinemax or something like that. So I watched that, and I... That's all.
All right.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of stole a lot of Ryan's thunder.
No,
that's right. Just thunder. Some regular stuff.
You know, you talked about spoilers at the, you're like, well, you kind of know how it's going to end. And I was thinking, oh, like Rogue One? It's like, we kind of know how it's going to end.
Not necessarily. We know.
Many Bothans died.
Bothans did not die until Return of the Jedi. I wish people would stop saying that. Know your movies.
Well, and also,
I know them. It doesn't mean it's not the same reference.
Well, don't worry.
It's not the same reference.
We'll talk about that.
She didn't say that until Return of the Jedi. Mon Mothma wasn't even in.
She wasn't even in.
Hope.
I know.
Hey.
And that's why I said she wasn't even in the films until Return of the Jedi. Maybe that was her first comment of the season.
Wrong section of the show. We're talking about.
What do you mean, wrong section of the show? We're moving on.
No, I haven't even gone yet.
Barry hasn't. Yeah, you don't matter. All right, go.
So, first of all, I have to apologize for any lag or anything. My internet's awesome still. So awesome. Because, awesome. You know how they said they'd have the problem fixed in March? Well, that date is now set to September.
Whoa, what?
What?
Yeah.
What do they have to do? Redo the entire infrastructure of the city?
Pretty much. And they're installing new, like, fiber ports and all sorts of stuff. And I'm just like, yes.
Until then, though, everything's going to suck.
Yeah. And that's what I asked him. I'm like, so am I going to have crappy internet until September? And the guy's like, yes,
unfortunately,
sorry.
Yes. Wow.
I'm like, oh, great. Thank you.
So I get half off of everything.
I was told by the customer service people that since I've been calling a lot, that they keep records of that. And once the problem is fixed, I make another phone call, and then they'll basically backlog to when I've been having these issues, and then they'll be like, okay, we will reimburse you, this much for the months that you have issues with, so.
Which is every month?
Yeah.
Why don't they just
I don't know.
Just, be like,
Well, that's
get a discount.
That's another story for another time, I guess. But I have been doing some geeky stuff. The internet is good every once in a while, but only when I really need it for like podcasting and streaming. It doesn't work. Like last week, I wasn't able to stream gameplay because I couldn't play games. It was so bad. Mm-hmm. But I did get to play some Heroes of the Storm, and of course, loving that. But I also watched the Heroes of the Dorm competition, which is all the colleges that are competing for Heroes of the Storm. And also, they had the European and Asian Spring Championships for Heroes of the Storm. Watched a bunch of that, and that was lots of fun. I pre-ordered Overwatch. So, and so I'm pretty stoked about that. And when I got on to the computer tonight, I found out that I have been invited to the closed beta for this weekend.
You did?
I did. All
right.
So
I did not.
I am going to be playing that this weekend.
At least you hope so.
Oh, no. Hope so with the internet, yes.
With the internet, right.
Right. So hopefully that will be the case. But super stoked to be playing that. I finished a book as well. I finished Calamity by Brandon Sanderson, which is the final book in his Reckoners teen novel series. And it was fantastic and ended very appropriately, in my opinion.
Cool.
And so it was great. Really enjoyed that whole trilogy. I pretty much do not enjoy, like, what's that's a double name.
Yeah, anything he writes.
Anything he writes, I love. Gold. Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But
who? Brandon Sanderson?
Yes. See,
yeah.
Ryan didn't even need it. Yeah, he knew.
Yeah. How did I know?
Yeah, he stepped away from the mic for a minute and knew exactly what the reference was.
That's right. But something I did differently these last couple weeks that I usually don't get to do is I watched some anime.
What?
I know. So there's a new anime, brand new, started this spring, that it caught my eye, and it's called My.
I was gonna make it.
That's good. Keep it to yourself.
It's called My Hero Academia, and what it is. The main character is in junior high, and there's in this world, all of a sudden, people started getting powers that they refer to as quirks. And then it turned out after a while that 80% of the population has some form of quirk, whether it's a minimal power or they're like super amazing with their powers. But there's 20% of the population that are quirkless. So the main character obviously doesn't have a quirk, and he's in a
spoiler,
you know, a school with a bunch of, you know, people that are trying, and the main profession to want to go into nowadays is to be a superhero. And so because the government actually pays you to be a superhero. And so, and not only did I watch this anime, but I convinced my wife to watch this anime with me.
Wow.
I know. It
the
was
wife
like
is watching anime.
I was like, "What?" And so we watched
I don't even get that.
You can it's streaming on Hulu, and so you can watch it has the first two episodes up right now, and I really enjoyed it. It was lots of fun. They said it's going to be the next Dragon Ball Z or Naruto or Bleach or something. So basically that it's going to be a long running show. That's what they're hoping for, they said. So I guess it just depends. But I enjoyed it, and I've been reading reviews from other people, and everyone seems to really be enjoying it. Essentially, it's a superhero show. But what I liked about it is the main character is quirkless, but he studies all of the people that have quirks, like all the major superheroes and other people he knows, and so he knows about them. And so there was a situation where he jumped into the fray, not like he's like, I don't know what I'm doing, and he was running towards a bad guy, and he's like, what do I do? And then he visualizes his notebook, and he's like, page 25, and he does something really quick, and he's able to get the upper hand on the villain because he remembered something. And it was just a small hint about how he's gonna, be in this show. Like, he's probably gonna be able to rock all these superheroes because he knows so much about them. And that kind of reminded me of the main character actually in the Brandon Sanderson series, the Reckoner series. David is the main character, and he's the same thing. Like, he just knows the people so well that he knows their weaknesses and how to battle them and stuff like that. So it was really, really good. So I'll keep updating on you on that. I'll try to I'll be interested to see if my wife continues to watch the show with me. If she does, that'll be like a huge thing. But if not, I will watch the show and keep updating you guys on that. But that's about it for me. And yeah, a lot of good stuff. But that's enough of that. Let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the last couple weeks. A lot of movie news this last for a while, and even still going on right now, because CinemaCon just happened, and as it sounds, it's a convention all about movies. And so a lot of production studios have been releasing trailers, have been talking about movies and their lineups for years to come. And all stuff. And so we'll be talking a lot about movies today. So, first of all, we're kind of already getting into it, but Star Wars Rogue One trailer came out.
Yes.
Yes. And it looks so good. Well, and you know what?
So good. Yep.
And it has the feel of, like, the original movies, like, has the look and feel of it. Like, it almost seems like an old sci-fi movie, but just polished a little bit, I guess you could say. Yeah. And I just like everything I saw about it, and I'm really excited. And it's interesting, we're talking about, like Mike said, that we already know the outcome of the end of the movie, and I brought this up with my wife when I was talking about it. It's like, I'm interested. Is everyone going to die? Because we know that the movie probably going to end right as episode 4 starts, because they get the plans to Princess Leia and she's trying to escape with them. So does that mean everyone dies getting the plans to her? Or are there some people that get away and escape? And if they do, are we going to see them again later on? Who knows? I'm interested.
Well, because I think, because the point of these Star Wars stories or anthologies, however you want to say it, is that they are just one-shot movies.
Yeah.
So there isn't going to be a Rogue One or a Rogue Two. But, there isn't going to be a sequel. So I think in a way that's a little bit liberating, because they can just leave it all on they can leave it all on the table for this one movie. They don't have to like hold anything back to possibly save for a second film, so they just put it all out there. I do like, though, that yes, we saw the trailer, we saw clips and saw people and bits and pieces here and there, but we still don't really know anything about this movie.
Yeah, I'm still sticking to the Samurai 7 storyline concept, though.
I mean,
it's going to be more like
instead of saving the town, they're saving the rebellion by getting the plans.
It's going to be more like Ocean's 11 meets Star Wars.
Well, it's just, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just, putting the team together I agree with the Samurai 7.
Well, that's something that George Lucas was always a huge fan of.
He was always a big Kurosawa. Yeah, very much influenced by Kurosawa's filmmaking when he did his original Star Wars. So, I agree with that 100%. And if you notice, like all of the clips that you saw in this trailer were all about like the
Forrest Whitaker's lazy eye.
Well, they were all about the individual characters. We never saw the team together. Like the first picture that they released was of the team together in that hangar area, but in this trailer we see the team together. So I think that a lot of the clips that we're seeing were probably from the first half of the movie where they're still trying to get the team all together. And then eventually, you know, once the team's together, then they'll come up with the plan and all that kind of stuff. So
was it just me or did the AT-ATs look kind of funny?
They looked a little different. I think it was because the eyes were red.
They're the Cylon looking. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it's not that. I don't know if it's just the fact that models have a certain texture to them that you catch on film because it's physical, it's there. And I wonder how much of those were computer graphics. And so there's a certain difference to the design, you know? Because it just seemed like, I don't know if it was a lighting, you know, in the second clip, you know, but they just seemed a lighter gray. But of course,
well, it's also, you know, this movie also takes place prior to Episode 4.
Yeah, and, but by then, we're done. I mean, well, yeah, between here and Hoth is like what, 4 years maybe?
Yeah, but there's always upgrades happening.
Well,
who knows how old these models are that we saw in the trailer, and you know, maybe they were a number of years old and they just, you know, I don't know. I think that's being a little picky.
Who's the guy in all white?
That is he's being played by Mads Mikkelsen, who is most known recently for playing Hannibal in the TV show Hannibal. He is the head of the Imperial Security Department.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
And so, yeah, that's him in the white uniform.
So Darth Vader in the end for letting the plans go. Yeah, and that's why Darth Vader ends up going after himself.
There's a ton of assumptions in that statement.
Darth Vader is going to be in the movie, but we don't know how much.
In what way?
We know he will be a holographic projection.
Recently just announced who it was that's playing Darth Vader. Yeah,
the guy. What were you gonna say, Barry? There's a character actor that will be playing the guy in the suit. And most notably, he is the alien that steals Quinn's headset from Guardians of the Galaxy.
The blue alien guy. Whatever.
So he's just a character actor. But they did get James. They did get James Earl Jones to come back to do Darth Vader's voice.
Is it me or is the actress who plays Mon Mothma frighteningly exactly
the same?
Isn't
that amazing?
I was just like,
as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did they find her?
I was thinking it was
really impressive.
And I looked at the same actress, and I was like, who is this?
It's the same actress that played her. That played her in the prequels. In episode 3, she appears, and so she's the same actress that played her in those movies.
Oh, forgot that. I haven't committed 1, 2, and 3 to memory like I have everything else.
What movies are you talking about?
I don't know. It came out of me, and I was still confused.
Anyway, there are some other cool trailers that came out. The full trailer of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out for the new Harry Potter World movie. And
I love the United States emblem, in the shot where you get the stars and stripes kind of intermingled with the wizarding, emblem of America. That's cool. Just like how in the British, Ministry of Magic. Thank you, goodness gracious. But yeah, in the Ministry of Magic, RPC emblems representing that organization in Great Britain. So it's cool that you're getting all of this.
Yeah. It was a good trailer. I enjoyed it. It got me excited about the movie.
Definitely.
For sure.
I love Eddie Redmayne. I think he's going to do a fantastic job and be really, really quirky.
Yeah.
I was also excited.
It'll be awesome to hear all the American accents except for him.
And Colin Farrell, it was cool to see him in it.
Just to see him.
Yeah.
You didn't hear him say anything, but.
No, he said some words.
Oh, I must have.
He said a few lines.
Some words.
But then people that we didn't see that we know are in it, like Ron Perlman is in it, and he's, you know, other people like that. So it'll be interesting to see all those.
He'll be a wizard.
Oh yeah,
grizzled old American wizard.
Yeah, but it would be really cool because this is going to be a trilogy of movies,
right?
And so I'm excited, really, really excited to see that. But I mean, that comes out in November, but that means it's going to be competing with another magic show that had a trailer come out, which was Doctor Strange.
Right, but. I don't think they're necessarily. I mean,
they're not the
yes,
same
they'll
type.
Compete with each other.
Yeah, they're not the
but
same
they'll come,
type.
They will compete with each other because they're coming out at the same time, but they're two completely different movies. Though.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, even though they both deal with magic.
Magic, but different types. Different types of magic.
I was really excited about the Doctor Strange trailer because, you know, up until this point, I'm like, okay, how is this going to go? What are they going to do?
What's going to look like?
And just based on the trailer. I am guessing that this movie is going to be completely about just the origin story.
Yes.
I mean, it's and like at the very end of the movie is when he'll finally become like the Sorcerer Supreme. But I think I think the whole movie is just going to be pure origin story from, you know, the beginning to the end.
And it's interesting you say that because I remember when they announced the lineup like a long time ago of all the movies coming out, and Marvel made that statement that Doctor Strange was going to be their last Marvel movie that has an origin story, because they already came out and said that, you know, when the Black Panther movie comes out, not an origin story, you know, because we're going to, you know, meet him in Civil War, the new Spider-Man movie, you know, which got a title this week, was, you know, called Spider-Man Homecoming. That's not an origin story,
I think one of the reasons it is an origin story is because this is the first real introduction of magic into the Marvel cinematic universe. And they have to essentially explain everything about how magic is, how magic works, how is it going to be visually and sound in the universe of Marvel.
What the Scarlet Witch? She's magic.
But not in the same sense. It could be a mutant power.
Because they're portraying her more as
someone that was an
It's not necessarily magic.
They're portraying her more like an inhuman who has powers, not necessarily somebody who is
using
magic. That's why I mentioned.
I don't think it necessarily disagree with you, but I think it's not necessarily more because they need to introduce magic. I think it's because they need to introduce who Doctor Strange is, because so many people are
most
not familiar with that
people
character.
People are not familiar with who he is.
Well,
exactly. That's what it is.
You know, with,
so they need
the
to, yeah.
Well,
speaking
say,
of magic,
oh,
I forgot
ahead.
To say that I've been watching The Magicians.
The Magicians? Oh, on Sci-Fi.
Oh, right,
TV
on the
show.
Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, it's really cool.
It's
based on a book series.
Book series by Lev Grossman, I think it's the. I read the first book in that series, and it was all right. I wasn't super excited about it. So, but when the series started, I haven't seen any of it. Is it any good?
Yeah, I'm on episode 5. They had them all online. So the website, so I just downloaded them all.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah,
play on.
Oh, right. Yeah, cool.
Well, speaking more about...
Yeah, so far...
Oh, go ahead.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking more about, of course,
that's all.
Spider-Man was given a title of Spider-Man Homecoming, and it is also it is
Spider-Man Prom.
Basically,
yeah.
Basically, it's about Spider-Man.
That'll be the sequel.
Spider-Man trying to get to prom, but they have teased that the villain in the movie is going to be the Vulture. And they've also said that the main actor that is going for the role is Michael Keaton to play Vulture.
Probably, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that
Michael Keaton's Birdman.
Birdman.
So he'll play a Birdman superhero in two different movies.
That's right. So
I only got about halfway into that movie, and it was like there was no Birdman in it, and I got bored.
Bored.
Yeah, I think it's necessary, you know, like excited about the title, but I think it's kind of. I mean, I think it does, you know, play to the fact that this movie is going to take place while Peter Parker is in high school,
and not just
talk about movie titles.
But the whole movie takes place in high school. That's the thing.
Right.
Whereas all the other movies are like, hey, first 15 minutes of the movie, you're in high school, and now you're an adult. But Spider-Man has always, like a big focus is him being a teenager superhero. And so I'm excited.
That's really what this movie is. As a teenager, dealing with, you know, the fact that he has powers and learning to, you know, cope with the fact that he has powers while still dealing with his daily teenage drama that he has to deal with, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
And they keep relating that it's going to be a John Hughes superhero movie.
Like a John Hughes-esque
superhero.
That would be very interesting, because I enjoyed the John Hughes
movies. But I think the only reason why they say that is because it takes place during high school.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
true.
A lot of John Hughes
movies. Make it like high school musical.
However, the 90s had their fair share of high school films, but had nothing to do with terrible. The feel. I don't disagree. There was a few good ones, but anyway.
It'll be interesting to see more information as it comes out.
I'm excited. But also, Sony and Marvel has announced that they're going to be releasing two theaters a Spider-Man animated movie that will be coming out in 2018. Sony Animation Studios will be doing that. And so that's all we knew is that they just announced that. So that's interesting that they're going to release in 2017 the live-action, you know, movie, but in 2018 they're going to have an animated movie. And what is that going to be mean? They said that it's going to be unlike any other animated superhero show ever, and what that means no one knows necessarily. Maybe they're coming up with some new art techniques or something like that, but that's interesting too.
Well, talking about animated films, have you guys seen anything about the new Final Fantasy movie?
Or The Killing Joke? This thing might be rated R.
Well, there's the killing. Yeah, that's true.
We lost John. Yeah,
but I don't. Oh, did John drop? Yeah.
Oh no. What was the animated movie?
No, Michael?
it's Fantasy.
It's called The King. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, goodness gracious. It is a comedy.
No, I'll find it, but no.
It's a musical.
It's a musical. Hey! That's funny.
But, so...
But, yeah, it was...
They released the first photo of Scarlett Johansson in The Ghost in the Shell.
So, I'm a little torn.
Okay. Hmm. Why?
I don't know, because, well, you know, it's, I don't know, after, you know, because I was always thinking, well, you know, Scarlett Johansson's a great actress, she's pretty, but then you actually see her portraying, you know, the character, the major. And you're like, oh, it's just not the same because you're so used to a specific art style from the manga, from the anime. You know, they did the hair correct. The clothing looks good. The ambiance and lighting and everything looks good. But then you get this, you know, slightly different, you know, instead of an Asian appearance, you get more of a Caucasian appearance. And it you just have to kind of convince yourself. I didn't think I would have to, but it didn't. I didn't get excited when I saw it. I went, ooh, I hope they can pull this off, you know, when I saw it.
Yeah. Huh. So it'll be interesting.
I don't know enough about it to
care
to really say anything. So.
No, you're fine.
Well, it's interesting, but.
Well, I mean, once they actually start doing like live action stuff, it might make a huge difference.
Is Hollywood whitewashing?
A lot of people are complaining about that.
Yeah, and honestly,
that they didn't cast an Asian.
Well, the only Caucasian, there's like three or four characters who are definitely Caucasian or European descent, but then there's the other character.
The only one that's really Asian is Kusanagi.
Well, the guy who's in charge, Aramaki.
Yeah.
Oh, the,
yeah, but that okay. guy, they actually have a Japanese actor for that dude.
Exactly. And
but like the other, but like Bato.
Yeah, you know, Bato is definitely European. And there's
the other guy with long hair.
There's a Middle Eastern descent. There's an American guy.
Yeah, the American guy.
The premise of the group is that they were the best of. From around the world that
right,
were pulled in by Aramaki, and the major, you know, just happened to be Japanese.
Right.
But it, you know, and I think they can pull it off. But like I said, from a still profile picture, you know, I need more to make a judgment.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to say just based on a single.
Photo. Yeah, but we'll be able to. Have a little bit better judgment when they release the trailer, for sure.
Exactly.
So,
because in the trailer, no, there's gonna have to be a touch
for a while.
Yeah. Right. So,
it'll be fun to see how they do those.
Star Trek. We talked about Star Wars. Let's talk about some Star Trek. So,
this Star Trek.
So apparently, the TV series that they are going to be doing is rumored that it's gonna take place in between basically the original series and the Next Generation and that time gap between the two.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it's like an 80 year time gap. So there's a lot that can happen.
Yeah. They've said that it's going to take place in the middle of that. They said that it takes place after the Kittimer Accord. So the treaty
Correct.
Between the Klingons and the Federation.
So
but
the war
also
is
said,
essentially over.
They've also said that Klingons are still the bad guys in this TV series.
Interesting.
So obviously there's going to be, you know, the rebellious Klingons that don't want to deal with the treaty and still hate the Federation.
It's not only that, think about the Romulans. Sure, there's treaties with the Romulans, but the Romulans are still asses. It'll be the same thing with the Klingons, you know, so it's like, but. Their
yeah,
butts.
There you go.
That's better.
That's right.
That's better.
Okay, sure.
But they also have said that one, it's not going to be about any like version of the Enterprise. It's going to be a new crew, a new ship. They've also said that it's possibly going to be like an anthology type series, where like the first season could be about, you know, this particular ship. That takes place during this particular timeline, but then like the next season could be about a completely different ship in a completely different timeline. So it's gonna be interesting how they.
I think that would be fun. I think that'd be fun because I mean, well, you see the success on other shows that are doing that, like American Horror Story, where it's a completely new set of actors, completely new storyline, and everything like that, and people get all over that. They think that's great. So to do a completely new set and everything for Star Trek could potentially have a lot of fun things you could do with it.
Or yeah, you could even look at like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're like two different timelines, but they're both kind of dealing with the
they're
same.
They're still,
you know,
connected a little bit.
They're still agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a way, you know. But yeah, it'll be interesting. Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. That, you know what that means? It means the show is over.
The movie I couldn't remember. Yeah. It's Kingsglaive is the Final Fantasy movie that's coming out. It's going to be about Final Fantasy 15.
Final Fantasy 15, right.
Which is a huge world that is going to be built for that.
It's going to be the CGI format. It's going to be computer graphic. But they also have an animated series as well.
Correct.
They have an animated series called Final Fantasy 15 Brotherhood, which is basically introducing. It's kind of a prequel series to the game.
Interesting.
And it's going to be about. I think it's only going to be like four or five episodes, but it's going to kind of introduce the different characters in the game, so that Yeah, they're really pulling out all the stops for this.
Yeah, the movie's going to be 110 minutes long, and it's using the latest and greatest Square Enix graphics engine. So, everybody thought...
It's going to be like what they did, you know, they did the Advent Children for Final Fantasy VII.
It's even better than that.
But it's going to be, because technology has improved since then, so it's going to be, you know, better.
It's going to
be...
The animation for that movie was great, but the movie was kind of a blah.
Well, that's true. Yeah. It was definitely kind of a fun thing for the fans.
But the trailers are kind of... It's creepy how just...
Realistic
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can still tell it's animated, but at the same time, you're like, there's a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, speaking of other animated films that have come out, there's some animated short films that I forgot that I meant that I've watched, which was the Overwatch animated short films.
Oh yeah.
Which two
those of them watched those yet.
Two of them are out already. One's about Winston, the gorilla guy, and the other one's about Widowmaker. But you know, other characters make an appearance, like Reaper makes an appearance fighting Winston, and then Tracer's fighting Widowmaker, but it's awesome because you are essentially kind of like the Final Fantasy situation. You're getting all this extra storyline, which is cool because Overwatch does not have a single player, you know, story mode. It's all, you know, multiplayer competitiveness.
Multiplayer.
And so, so we're getting that extra.
Whatever what he said.
So we're getting that extra story feel of the characters, more information about them, about the world, and you know, and so it's really good. And every single time I watched both of them, and I'm just like, this needs to be a full length movie.
I think they're planning on doing something. Like that.
They haven't officially announced anything.
Aren't they planning on doing?
I thought they were. No official announcements, but let's hope so. Maybe they're waiting
to see
how successful Warcraft is when it comes out in June.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just don't think that movie's going to do well.
It's not going. I don't think it's going to do as well as they hope it's going to, because I think people will go see it, but the people that are going to go see it are the fans of Warcraft.
Yeah.
It's definitely not, I don't know, you know, cause you've got that whole group of people that in fantasy movies like Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and stuff like that. And so, you know, I think they're trying to draw that from that audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But it'll be hard.
In a way, it's kind of offsetting because most of these people are aware that this is based on a video game.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't really know anything about the video game, so I don't know if I would really enjoy the movie because I don't really know anything.
But you don't need to know anything. Whereas that's a great thing.
Well, but the difference is that people know Lord of the Rings. People know The Hobbit. And so, you know, It'll be interesting to see how well it does.
It will be interesting. But that's it.
This has like been a movie episode.
That's what I
stop talking.
That's what I said.
There's so much to talk about.
There is no geeky trivia tonight. Sorry.
Ooh.
I did not.
What?
I did not prepare anything.
You could have said something, and we could have prepared something.
Ooh.
You know.
Actually, right. If anybody should have prepared something, it should have been you, Michael. Ryan did it last week. It's your turn.
Is that the rotation? I didn't know there was a specific rotation. To be honest, I just know we get assigned.
I rely on someone to tell me.
Exactly.
And that's my fault because
Barry
I fell through. Barry didn't tell anybody to do trivia. That's my job as the project.
We could always manage. Either one, it's a long episode for movies, or Ryan can always show more Star Wars cards.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of movies,
we played that full version of the game.
Yeah, we played that Pictopia game when Ryan came up. Yeah. He brought it with him. We played it as a family.
Yeah.
It's a great family game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they like the questions are like group answers, and so even though like some of the younger kids may not know the answers, you know, the older adults who know the movies a little bit better can you know, help kind of come up with the answer as a group, and then everybody gets points based on, you know, the it's a great family game. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, and speaking about movies, we haven't done our summer movie preview that we usually do.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to do we need to do a preview show because it's coming up. May is just a few weeks away. Yeah. And Civil War is the first big one in May.
So we do.
I'll start working on putting together that'll
be our next episode. We'll
summer movie preview.
So all right. Well, that's it for the Closet Geek. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for everyone joining us in the chat room. All six of you, Mr. Lard.
Yeah, Mr. Lard. Woo!
And you can find out all the information you want from us at theclosetgeek.net. And don't forget that you can also help support the show by using our Amazon affiliate link, by using our Razer affiliate link, by using our Doghouse affiliate link. And if you go to Doghouse Systems, you can use the code CLOSETGEEK to get a free 120GB SSD added to your gaming PC when you use that code on your purchase. And join us in 2 weeks. We will do our podcast again, but also next week we will, hoping that my internet is awesome, that we will do some streaming, or maybe we'll even stream some Helldivers. Maybe.
Well, yeah, we could even we'll probably stream it on the PS Network as well as possible Twitch.
On Twitch,
yeah,
yep.
Twitch.
So yes, so
and
join
you can
us.
Stream to Twitch.
And you can also stream it on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, or
yes,
yeah. Stream
or all at the same time.
That's right, and people do that. So we are the Four Horsemen of Geek, and we remind you to wave your geek flag proudly. Sorry, there's no music, so it is. That's right.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.